can begin. And thank you for being here, and thanks, Trenton, for allowing us to come and have our meeting here. We appreciate the hospitality. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing today on this beautiful day. We'd like to have 364 more days like this. We ask for your guidance and wisdom so this commission may make decisions in the best interest of the citizens of Trenton and all of Butler County. We ask for your continued blessing and protection for our men and women who are fighting for freedom in faraway lands. We ask for their safe return. We also ask your blessing for their families so they may be comforted in knowing that their men and women are protecting our freedoms and they are in our gratitude. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Again, thank you for the hospitality of having our meeting here. And I'd like to first call on the mayor of the city of Trenton, Rhonda Fries. Rhonda?
I'm not sure if it's working.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yep.
First of all, I want to thank you for coming to the city of Trenton and holding your meeting here. And if it's been a while since you've been through the city, I'm sure you've noticed a few new developments on the west side of Trenton. But in part, some of our successes have been through your support. On behalf of the City of Trenton and City Council, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for recently approving our block grant application. Due to your support, we already have several projects underway. And in addition, a few years ago, through funding that you approved for our downtown revitalization, the city as well as several businesses are still reaping those benefits. So again, thank you very much. But at this time, I'd like to introduce to you our interim city manager, Rob Lykman, as well as our community development coordinator, Megan Statt, who'll give you just a quick overview of some of our economic development efforts we have going on within the city. And also, the information they will provide you will show how we are committed to the ongoing commitment to making the Route 63 a success.
Thank you.
Thank you, commissioners, for coming tonight. We just wanted to take a couple minutes, talk about, as Mayor Fries said, the focus we have now on economic development, and particularly as it pertains to the future State Route 63. We recognize how critical State Route 63 is to our success, to maintaining our quality of life, and to having controlled and responsible growth in our part of the county. One way in which the City of Trenton has committed ourselves to making 63 a reality is by setting up 6 residential incentive districts to generate close to about what's projected to be about $33 million, which would go towards making this roadway a reality. Phase one of the project, if you're familiar with it, is in the Butler County Thoroughfare Plan, the updated one that we're looking at currently as being a 5 to 10 year project. Phase two would be in the 10 to 20 year range for us. Phase one takes 63 from where it currently ends at Route 4 and extends it to Wayne Madison Road, which is our western boundary, also which is where Miller Brewery is located. Phase two of the project takes the road further out from Wayne Madison to State Route 127.
One of the other huge commitments that the City of Trenton made was a purchase in 2006 where we purchased a farm known as the Fisher Farm, which is about 183 acres off of Wayne Madison and Kennel Road. One of the reasons we did this was to basically safeguard approximately 60 acres through there for the right-of-way of this State Route 63 extension.
And included in that land purchase, this is just a color, a diagram of that Fisher property. Shows the alignment of the road here through the 60 acres. But another purpose for the city to purchase this property was to focus between 70 and 100 acres for future industrial development. We're currently working with Butler County Economic Development, Brian Hoffman, his folks with site selectors, responding to leads that we get from the state of Ohio, and on our own, we're moving forward with engineering further marketing of this property.
And obviously, the success of this development will be greatly improved with State Route 63. Not only that, but transportation for the Miller Brewery through there as well, which really puts a lot of truck traffic through the city of Trenton. So with that, I want to turn it back to our mayor. Thank you.
I think before you do that, I just want to comment on how important that is to journalize and keep that protected, Route 63. You know, we've went through the similar same thing with 129, the Fox Highway, with the county engineer at that time, who was very protective of that property, the alignment. And if it weren't for that journalization and securing that, you know, 129 would never have been completed. So that's very important and very forward-thinking. And, you know, besides getting the industrial lands and making sure that it's zoned that way, because, you know, as any city knows, that the lifeblood is jobs, and that's so very important. And also for the residents of Trenton to know that that would offset property taxes going to the schools to have that there. So I commend you for this vision.
Yeah.
Correct.
The RIDs, I briefly mentioned. Like I said, we have six different residential incentive districts set up, and the intent of that was to generate funds for Trenton to commit those funds specifically to extending this roadway, which we feel is a forward-thinking commitment as well. We're looking forward to progress with that.
Well, thank you very much.
We appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Well done.
And so, as you can tell, we're working progressively in trying to secure some industrial services so we can grow our economic base and also offset the burden to our taxpayers. As you may or may not be aware, we recently had a levee failure, and it's been a struggle for the city to continue on. But we have managed over the past 3 years and pulled it together. But it's becoming more and more challenging, and just this past February, we had a police levee failure. So we're currently looking at options as to how we can continue services to our community without making cuts.
And with that in mind, Rhonda, you know, with the communications, the whole countywide communication system, is there any discussion with regards to combining or consolidating the communications?
We're certainly looking at all options. Nothing at this point in time is a no. Some concerns we have, of course, is that we would have timely responses. And also, then when you figure, you know, we have staff here as well, that would be displaced. But the short answer to your question is at this point in time, we're looking at all options.
Mm-hmm.
So the
answer
is yes.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're open to discussing that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions?
Go ahead, Mike.
I just wanted to say to you, Rhonda, thank you, and to your council. I think back when we were, three, 4 years now, we were talking about RIDs.
Yes.
You guys were, if not the first, you were one of the few communities that saw the value of that and did it.
Yes.
And from a personal perspective, knowing the potential of that tool to yield for you, I appreciate what you did, because that'll be a revenue stream, albeit housing is off now. where there's not as much development we had during that period of time in terms of the growth rate. It'll eventually come back. And hopefully the revenues off those ribs, and I don't know the status, I know that you were very receptive to it.
Yes.
And willing to try it.
Thank you.
You're definitely to be commended for your forward thinking on the purchase of the property to help out on the 63 extension, because as Derek said and as Greg said, it's extremely important. And you certainly have shown your desire and team member, I guess, for lack of a better word, for all of us that's involved, that's a fantastic thing, and we do appreciate it. So.
Thank you. And if there's anything that you think that Trenton could continue to do to continue the momentum, we'll be happy to sit down and chat with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess one of the things that as a county, as the residents of the county have voted for the new dog kennel, I know it's going to replace the one here in Trenton. And so we need to, again, say thank you for hosting and being the site for the dog kennel for so many years, 50 years. And so the city of Trenton, you know, should be congratulated, and we are very grateful for that. As you know, going through the dog kennel, that the upgrades and the new one is desperately needed. And having it located more centrally in the county is going to be a benefit to all citizens of the county. But we want to say we thank you for the many years of protecting our pets.
Yes, our pleasure. Thank you.
Anyone else like to address the commission this time? Communications?
Okay, first would be to approve minutes from April 16th, approve travel and training, authorize resignation of an intern from the Department of Planning, approve 9 area court pay adjustments, approve 4 CSEA pay adjustments, promote planning employees to senior planner, grant clerk of court facility manager leave of absence, approve 8 care facility personnel actions. Under the county engineer, approve permissive motor vehicle tax fund, city of Middletown. Exchange bonds for Village of Providence, section 2. Receive county engineer's petition for road name change of Kyle Station. Receive and refer bids for the roadway improvements under contract 7-4 and 7-8. Enter into agreement with ODOT for federal funds for Hamilton New London Road Bridge. Authorized to purchase equipment for 07 a Ford F-350. Approve agreement with ODOT for purposes of using federal funds for Riley Millville Road Bridge. Under environmental services, hire full-time seasonal employees for 07 summer employment program. Release 1-year maintenance bond for public water and sewer line extensions to Tyler's Place. Approve the extension of public water services to IKEA water main extension. And you all got invitations to the groundbreaking next Tuesday.
And I will not be able to be there.
Okay. OPWC request number 9 for water main improvements. Approve the fats, oils, grease, fog control rules for food service establishments. Reimbursement to Arcadis for survey expenses for Queen Acres water reclamation facility sewer project. Hire temporary full-time employee as wastewater operator 2. Amend resolution regarding retirement resignation. Receive and refer bids for Queen Acres sewer project number 7-A1. Under finance, approve transfers appropriations and transfers appropriation with care facility. Approve 2 amended certificates of estimated resources dated April 19th and April 26th. Adjust rent for CSEA office and government service center. Under job and family services, and this is correct, approve contract with AHA Process Incorporated. Approve contract with Cincinnati Bell for optic line installation. Accept and place and file payroll for April 14th through April 27th. Amend contract with Hamilton Plaza. Advertise for bids for home-based Title 20 services. Accept and place and file payroll for March 31st through April 13th. Approve contract with Lifespan Incorporated for functional family therapy program. Approve contract with Midwest Center's lease of office space. Approve amendment number 1 to contract with Butler County Auditor. Approve child daycare contract with Great Miami Valley YMCA. On the miscellaneous, receive and refer bids for architectural services under contract 71411. Accept resignation of Tammy Lane from the Addis Board. Approve Title 4D service contract to Butler County CSE and adult probation. Approve special assessment for stormwater management of 10.836 acres in Liberty Township. Approve of local match requirement for 07 Marine Patrol Assistance Agreement. Receive and refer bids for countywide office supplies. Award contract 71411 for architectural services to Kimball and Associates. Approve donation of excess copper to St. Dominic Boy Scout Troop 483. Receive and refer bids for bridge replacement number 7-11. Receive and refer bids for Common Pleas Remodeling Project. Grant funds to Agricultural Society. Renew law library lease for 2-year period. Reappoint 3 members to the Board of Directors for Butler County Court Authority. And that's it.
You're pulling one? You said you took. Okay.
If there's no alterations, I move to approve.
Second. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
And Commissioner Gallaudet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Just Ray, if you wanted to say anything, Councilman.
Yep. Any of the council members want to say anything at all this time?
Ray, did you have anything you wanted to add at all?
No, I think Ron pretty well covered.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, we appreciate your hospitality and opportunity to be here.
Commission have anything?
I don't have anything at this time.
Motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Gallaudet?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.